color.
All right, any other way of saying that?
No, more than you look weak and feeble.
All right. And just the opposite to that, he looks in excellent health. You might say
he certainly looks healthy.
All right, and if he's somebody who can lift 100 pounds here and 100 pounds here, you might say he's a very...
A stout man.
And we have a difference, a grade of strong or stout, husky, robust. Any differences in what they would refer to?
Yes, some of them, suppose, and I don't know whether I can explain it to you or not, but he is... You just say he's more healthy, he's more stouter, he's more built, he's got more muscles, and this man here is just very common. He's in his health and in his strength.
All right, and if he's always a cheerful, pleasant person, how would you describe him?
He's always pleasant and sociable.
All right.
Good to get along with.
Would clever ever mean that?
Very clever.
This would mean that he's a very pleasant person?
Yeah, very clever. You could count on this word and mean it means a whole lot when you say it's very clever.
Good. All right, what about somebody, a boy in his teens, maybe, if he's all arms and legs? If he goes through a room, you might say, at that age, he's awfully...
Awful clumsy.
Any other words for that? Just falls over everything, walks into the door?
Yeah, does it away.
All right.
He's just got to learn to carry himself.
Any word that you might use to describe him like that? He's a regular... Anything that would mean maybe a fool, a character?
Regular newsome.
All right. Any other words that you might use for a man or for a woman? Somebody that maybe doesn't seem too bright or always does the wrong thing instead of the right thing.
Well, the only thing that I've had several remarks and different things about it, but I don't know if there's any special word for it because so many people have used a different thing for it. You just say these people are to be pitied. They are not capable of what they are doing.
All right. And what word would you use to describe someone who holds on tight to what he has? Somebody who gets the most out of other people? Always maybe concerned about money and...
You call them a thief.
All right.
That would mean a whole...
All right. What about maybe he wouldn't actually steal from you if you were in a business deal with him, he might just try his best to take advantage of you. Have you got another word?
You could say he's overbearing and then if he's doing all this for taking, he'd be considered as a thief.
All right. Well, what about a term like tightwad?
Well, that would just be some kind of password, a byword that was called. I don't think tightwad has any meaning whatsoever. It's just sort of like some of the languages that said that we Southern people grew up with colored people.
I see.
Call them tightwad because this... in other words, this overbearing fella would be the one that you just spoke about. He would be overbearing and trying to get the other fella out because he could come in possession of what he had, which would be a stealing all at the same time.
Have you ever heard anybody like that called a greedy gut? Maybe even that's for
yeah,
children.
Yeah, that's just a byword, as niggas used to say, about the tightwad, and they wouldn't pay him enough and say he's an old greedy gut.
All right. The word common,